This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 478, and today we're going to be talking about redefining your self-image. Now, we all may think we know what our self-image is. It's who we, you know, it's what we reflect out to the world, but our self-image determines who we are. It's not a reflection of who we are, because our self-image is this concept of ourselves that we hold in our unconscious mind based on beliefs, based on culture, based on a myriad of things, feedback from people of influence when we were young. Anyway, we create this image, this self-image, the image of ourself, and we actually live into it. That's our program on how we move through life. And with that comes all the results with it. Relationships, financial or lack of, health, all of it can be traced back to our self-image. And if we don't know, and our self-image can be changed. There's a great book out, Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz, who was a plastic surgeon who's just started experiencing observations with his patients on how some would change completely due to some plastic surgery and others wouldn't, and realize that it's not the external that really is changing, it's the internal view of who they think they are. Now, it's really, really important because the self-image, as described in the book, is basically a servo mechanism. It's a seek and find. It is like putting a car on auto drive or a plane on autopilot. It will keep making corrections to make sure it lands in the right place. Well, we will keep making corrections in our life to agree with our self-image. So, for instance, if we have a self-image that we are only worth a $100,000 a year job, we may make more at one point, but something will happen, will sabotage it, and we'll fall back to $100,000. These are thermostats. You can think of the self-image as a series of thermostats in our life about relationships, about our weight, about our physical capabilities, about our intelligence, about everything is driven by this concept of self-image. And when we understand that, so many times we try to work on the effect, meaning what is showing on the outside, what is showing up. So if we're overweight, we're going to go on a nutrition program. We'll start to work out. But after a while, it doesn't work anymore, and we're back to where it was. Well, that's because we're working on the effect. And we need to sometimes work on the effect, right? We need to clean up things and do other things. But if we don't work on the cause, being our self-image, we are going to keep manifesting the effect of what our self-image is saying who we are and what we are and what we're worth. And this is a really deep, deep concept that I hope you sit with for a while, because the thing here is that our self-image isn't really visible to us except if we take time and take inventory of the external world, right? So we have the inner world, which is our world of thoughts, emotions, our self-image, all of those things. And then our outer world, which is events, circumstances, and our results. Well, if we can take a big leap and presume that every single result in our life is a reflection of our self-image, we can then start doing an inventory and going, who would I have to be to think that I'm only worth $100,000 a year? What type of person thinks that they're not worthy of love and romance? What type of person doesn't think that they're worth being healthy and fit? And we have to start thinking of the type of person that's going to create those thoughts, just so we can grasp them, so we know where they come from, so we can kind of do some surgery on our self-image. The shamans use this as soul retrieval. Whatever we want to call it, we want to be able to access these parts and then ask the other questions. We want to create this concept of an ideal self. How would I have to think, and what would I have to believe to know that I'm worth $300,000 a year? What would I have to think? What would I have to believe to be in a loving, caring, open relationship? Not, you know, open as far as sharing your emotions and vulnerable. What would I have to think, and who would I have to, and what would I have to believe to know that I can be fit and healthy? So we want to start to grasp these ideas of what's creating our current environment, and then what do we need to change to create our ideal environment? And this is a process. This is one of the things that I specialize in my coaching, is working with this concept of an ideal self. Because regardless of where you are in life, if you're a salesperson, if you're a manager, if you're a VP, if you're a worker, whatever it is, we all have this self-image. And if things aren't, if you look at your life and go, this is the best it's going to be, and you're happy with it, bless you. Good for you. Awesome. You're on track. If, however, there's parts of your life that aren't aligned with what your conscious mind says you want, that is being driven by your unconscious mind, and that's where your self-image is. And so we need to start to look into the self-image of romance, the self-image of finance, the self-image of spirituality, because all these are part of your unconscious mind. And when we can start to go in there and reprogram your unconscious mind, this is, you've heard this through hypnosis, through meditation, through affirmations, all these different things. But when we can, I found that when we can put some context around going, this is my self-image, this is who I think I am, and I'm behaving in accordance with that and producing the results in accordance with that. So who is this person within me, this self-image? How can I change this self-image to help me manifest the things that I want in life? More money, more health, more fitness, more travel, more love, more caring. And when we can start to look at examples of those and start to embrace them, we can then start to live into our full power. The challenge is when we start going so deep and so specific on a singular belief, it often is challenging to change, because it's like a tree, right? There's these values, and then these branches or beliefs, and then the fruits are the effects of it. And we can't just, we need to go and look at the whole complex system, not just changing one belief, although we may need to pull the thread of one belief to get to the others. But this is all part of the self-image. And for me, it really helps me think of it as a person. Right? A person within yourself. And this person is telling you unconsciously how to act, how to behave, what to do in order to align with that self-image. And when we're able to change it, then we're able to change our results. And this is really, really, really powerful stuff. So if you haven't read the book Psycho Cybernetics, that's one of the first things I would have you do. Also, I have some show notes where this podcast is hosted, warriormindcoach.com. Look for the pull-down menu, click on the blog, and you'll see where the show notes are here. The show notes are posted. But I really would just encourage you to think about, there's this concept, this self-image, this person, this entity within you that has a belief of who that person is. And your conscious mind is it's kind of like the ghost in the shell, right? So the ghost is creating it. You're the shell. But we want to make sure that we take inventory of our life is this an area of our life we like, or could we want to maybe improve it? And then what would we have to believe, and what would we have to do to improve that area of our life? And this is something that coaching, whether you coach with me or somebody else, is essential. Because you go to your friends aren't going to, they may not see you. They see you in a specific light, a friend light, where a coach is independent and they can hear what you're saying, see what's going on, and help reflect back to you some of the things that might be holding you back, where your friends are just so used to it, or your family is so used to it, that they have a scotoma around it. So this is what I would love you to do, is just start writing down things that maybe are not totally in agreement with how you'd like to live, your relationship, your weight, your finances, and then start writing down, who would I have to be? What type of person would I have to be to believe that I am worth whatever the amount is, to believe that I'm worth being in a relationship, to be that I'm, and start thinking about that and writing that down, and start doing some meditation on it. Preferably, you know, I'd love to coach with you. You can go to the site and request your introductory consultation. We'll see if we're a good fit and we can take it from there. But in either case, grab the book, Psycho-Cybernetics, read through it. It will be profoundly impactful on your life. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.